You find us work
Rami Makala?
WolfelsPressBox.com. He is our Milwaukee basketball analyst.
White Dante.
Gary Wolfel. We just call him White Gary around here. Yeah, you know what? That's right. He was White Gary before White Dante.
He was.
Was White Dante. Hello, White Gary. How are you?
I am doing well. I heard your numbers on Stafford.
Yeah.
You know, how abysmal they are. Well, a couple months ago, I went down to Canton, Ohio, for the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies for Jerry Kramer.
Right.
And took a tour, and they have a separate display for Matt Stafford, okay? Aaron Rodgers is lumped in with a couple other players. What does that tell you?
He's off, Gary. He's very, very off. Well, I don't want to say very, very off, but we got so used to Aaron Rodgers being so damn close to perfect that even when he's a little bit off, it's very, very clear to the naked eye.
True.
Gary, let's get into this Bucks team. I caught a few quotes from you the other day on the Chuck and Winkler show, which is our morning show here on the Fan.
Why are you wasting the time going on
6 to 10?
You
think that the Jimmy Butler to the 76ers deal could spell trouble down the road for the Milwaukee Bucks? Is what I gathered from those quotes I caught.
Yeah, I do. I mean, one of the distinct advantages the Bucks had when they played the 76ers was the matchup at small forward, and Chris Middleton had a noticeable advantage over Saric or Robert Covington. And now I think, you know, when they play each other, you know, Butler can pretty much neutralize Chris Middleton.
You know, it's interesting because if you look at both of those basketball teams and how much they've really changed, Philadelphia benefited from having the shooters last year in Bellinelli and Ilyasova added after they got bought out. Now you look at the Bucks roster this year, benefiting from Ilyasova a little bit. He hasn't really got his stride going necessarily yet. But Brook Lopez definitely helping this basketball team out. And now you put up a story at WolfelsPressBox.com that the Bucks have interest in Kyle Korver.
Yeah, I've been hearing that for about a week or so, and it seems like talks are heating up. You know, whether the trade gets done, who knows, but it's no secret that Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer is a big Kyle Korver fan, and he's a big fan of anybody that can shoot beyond, you know, 15 feet. So Kyle Korver doesn't have a lot in his tank, but he definitely could help the Bucks.
The problem I have is I read that column that you had. I can't see anybody taking Dellavedova back. Nobody.
You know what? I was talking about that Hall of Fame ceremony that I went to in Canton.
Yeah.
They have a parade on Saturday morning, okay? And I was standing next to a woman. She must have been about 45, maybe, somewhere in that ballpark. And we started talking about the Bucks and the Cavaliers. And she goes, "Oh, you got Matthew Dellavedova on your team."
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Really? She goes, "Oh, yeah, everybody likes Matt, you know?" So if there's one team that probably would take Matthew Dellavedova back, it would be the Cavaliers.
Hey, Gary, what's missing on this team, you think, that they need to get to the next level as far as trades or somebody out there? I know Budenholzer likes shooters, but is it any other position you think they're looking at to add to this team, or do you think they'll let them play it a little bit, maybe 20 more games to even find out if they need to do that or not?
I don't think the Bucks are in any big hurry to make any deals, and who knows about Korver? I mean, it might come to the point where the Cavaliers might, you know, waive him. You know what I mean? If they can't get any kind of a deal, so I would imagine the Bucks would be patient, but they're in pretty good shape, really. I mean, you look at all the five spots; they're pretty well covered.
But Gary, why aren't people buying into them though? Do people not believe this? No, they were 2-2 in the West Coast swing. Are people not buying them nationally? I just don't get that people are not all in with this particular team.
Well, you're absolutely right, Leroy. Did you see the Bucks-Golden State game by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they smoked them, right?
Yes.
And after the game, or maybe it was late in the game, Reggie Miller goes, "Yeah, the Bucks are looking good, blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "But I'm not going to concede they're the best team in the East." So, Wow. Yeah, I mean, your point's well taken.
Talking with Gary Wolfel, our Milwaukee basketball analyst here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary, we had a question back in the 2 o'clock hour that We were asking of Bucks fans, and I want to ask of you here on the Wendy's Big Show. Give me one reason that the Bucks will keep up this level of play, and then one reason they might not. That doubt that's creeping in the back of your head that this might take them off the rails. Give us each one of those things, Gary.
How about 3-point shooting for both?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if they continue to shoot like they are, they're going to be tough to beat. And I was talking to a general manager today. I mean, Brook Lopez, what is he shooting from 3-point range, like 44%?
Right.
Something like that, something crazy. Now, I guarantee you, if Brook Lopez continues to shoot at that high rate the rest of the season, the Bucks are going to go deep into the playoffs. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are skeptical that he can do that. And if he doesn't, you know, the Bucks struggle again.
Yeah, the Bucks have signed Sterling Brown to the Wisconsin Herd. What are the moving parts with that? They're not, because he's not, wasn't getting any time. Neither is Dellavedova. Are they trying to open up a roster spot, or what's going on there?
Well, nothing. They just want to get him some playing time.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You know, I mean, same with Christian Wood. They assigned him to the Herd the other day. And man, I'll tell you what, that kid really, really impresses me. Now, if he can stay focused, you know, he can keep his mind on basketball, I think that kid could be really good in 2 to 3 years.
Nice.
That is Gary Wolfel, our Milwaukee basketball analyst. Find his work at wolfelspressbox.com and catch him normally every Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show. We shuffle the deck a little bit with the Packers playing on Thursday night, and we appreciate you working with us, White. Gary, always appreciate having you here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Well, thank you very much. Good
and
talk to you guys.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.